Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NFL.
Now, more of our late night draft wrap up
with Eric Slaughter on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 1 a.m. here in the Kia Studios, high up on Colony Square, and we're going to go as long as you want us to. We're going to open these phone lines back up again in about 15, 16 minutes. I want you to line them up. 404-726-0929. The Falcons shocked the world by taking a quarterback with the 8th pick overall in the 2024 NFL Draft. And our man on the scene, after he got done splitting time at 11 Alive, he was looking good on 11 Alive. I saw him up there, and I was like, man, my boy Joe tearing it up. But he was at Flowery Branch. And I want to know what was said. Joe, I'm going to paint a picture for you. Have you ever seen the movie My Cousin Vinny, where Joe Pesci played the lawyer?
No, but I know of the movie. I haven't actually seen it, though.
All right. So there was a scene in the movie, Joe Pesci's playing a defense lawyer, where he's starting to put a picture together. He's like, hey, I know my guys are innocent. And he went to the detective, and he said, let me ask you a question. I need you to research for me. And the detective's like, I don't do research. You do your own research. But reluctantly, the detective did the research. And when Joe Pesci called him to the stand, he only could ask him one question. He said, hey, what'd you find out? So I'm going to say, Joe, what did you find out?
Man, it was an interesting press conference, because usually when, you know, you make your first-round pick, especially when it's a first-round pick in the top 10, you know, the GM and the coach kind of come bouncing in the room, and they're excited. I'm not trying to say that they're not excited about this pick, right? But I'm just trying to paint a picture of they came in, and I think that there was a tenor from the get-go that they understood the reaction that the fan base was having to this, and they were pretty upfront that, you know, and they didn't say it like this, but they were essentially – They were essentially saying, we're biting the bullet. We're using this 8th pick. We're biting the bullet. We're biting the bullet in order to ensure the future of this franchise. We're not going to be put in a position again where, you know, we are relying on a, you know, Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder type of player to try to carry an otherwise, what we think is an otherwise solid team, to try to win and win in the playoffs. And so, And also, they are very convicted in Michael Penix. And I know that that goes back not just to, you know, this draft process. I know for a fact that they were very interested in Michael Penix going back to last year, even under the Arthur Smith regime. I can, you know, report that independently. So, like, they've had eyes on Michael Penix for a long time. And ultimately, I think, you know, you got to give them this, Eric. They didn't let the outside noise, what fans would have preferred, what the mock drafts were saying they should do, they didn't let that affect them. You know, they made a decision independently on their own with what they thought was best for the franchise. And listen, I've loved, just since I've gotten in the car, I'm on my way home, just listening to all the callers, because I think everybody makes valid points, you know, like people who are for it, people who are against it. Everybody's entitled to their opinion about it. And, you know, and I would agree. I was sitting front row in the press conference, and, you know, after Vila, you know, asked the introductory question, I asked Terry Fondo, I said, there are fans at home that are sitting here watching this draft who have not seen this Falcons team in the playoffs since 2017, and you're basically drafting a quarterback who's not probably going to see the field this year and help you get back there. So how do you, you know, what is your message to that? How do you explain it? You know, and I would encourage people to just go watch that press conference. And, you know, he just said that, you know, that's what they're always thinking about, the fans and all that. But, you know, just to go back to it, obviously a very controversial pick. They knew it was controversial. I think that was clear, not even from anything they said, but just the kind of tenor that was in the press conference. But ultimately, you know, that's where we are. We're going to have to live with that decision now. And I think for Terry Fontenot, you know, it's a decision that his job could hinge on, ultimately. But we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, you're right, Eric. Something that you've been saying on the show since I've been listening was that, you know, it was pretty clear from around the league, there was a consensus that, you know, these defensive players were just not at the level that you want them to be at to, you know, necessitate that kind of top 10 draft capital. And they didn't go reaching for one of those guys.
You have to say, you know, you commend them. They stuck to their game plan. But Joe, I want to ask you this after seeing this pick, because what this tells me as a Falcons fan and as a sports reporter is that the bottom line is they feel that this team is ready to win with what we already have, and we didn't necessarily need a new shiny defensive tool because we're going to go out there with the guys we got, and with good quarterback play, watch what we can do. Do you get that same kind of feeling?
Well, I think that they know that they still need to add to the defense. I fully expect them to do that tomorrow. I think that tomorrow is going to be the day where you get your quote-unquote needs addressed. I think they will 100% draft an edge rusher tomorrow with one of these three picks they've got, and probably almost 100% that they draft a corner, too. I think that those players are coming to help them. But, I don't think that they were going to, you know, reach for one of those guys. And clearly they just felt, you know, they had a feeling about Michael Penix that they just could not avoid. And, you know, Terry Fontenot said it. He's like, you know, you're not, when you get this feeling about a player, you don't let them go. And I have to think, and again, this is something that I asked Terry, was, you know, has your experience through the Mariota, you know, these last couple of years with the quarterback situation here in Atlanta, has it kind of influenced how you think about staffing up this position at quarterback where, yeah, only one guy can play at a time, obviously, but especially in the context that the Falcons are in, the guy that you just signed has, you know, a pretty short time horizon. Obviously, he's on a 4-year contract. If he plays the whole contract, then that means the Falcons are, like, challenging for Super Bowls or even winning Super Bowls. So they'd be happy with that. But otherwise, you know, they've got to have a plan for what they were going to do going forward. And, again, that's why I say that they kind of understood that this felt like biting the bullet, because – you just knew that it's kind of painful to use a top 10 pick for someone that's not going to immediately pay dividends or really just give you value on the field, assuming that, knock on wood, he doesn't have to play this year. And we do see, you know, a full season of Kirk Cousins where he's able to play uninjured. But, it's, you know, I can't get over it. It's a pretty shocking decision. It's probably the most shocking pick that I've seen the Falcons make, and gosh, I don't know. It's been a long time, you know, and there will be plenty for us to talk about and dissect here over the next day or two.
All right, so I have this question now. Did the question or the topic of trading back get posed?
Yes, it did. And interestingly, because we thought this was going to be a real trade-heavy draft with teams moving around to try to get these quarterbacks.
It didn't happen that way.
Yeah, it didn't happen that way. And Terry Fontenot said that, you know, there were some preliminary conversations about potentially, you know, moving back, but he said that there was just nothing ever serious that ever materialized. And I did see a report that is just come out. I forget the reporter's name who tweeted it out. But he said that, you know, there was the Seahawks, the Saints, and I think one other team were looking to trade into the top 10 to draft Michael Penix. And obviously that didn't come to fruition. And, you know, hey, like that could have changed a lot. If the Falcons trade out, they don't get the player that they initially intended to get. I don't think you ever could have traded with the Saints in general just because of, you know, the divisional stuff there. And you just can't make a deal with it with a team that's your rival. So there just wasn't the opportunity for this team to trade back. That really made sense for them because they believed in Michael Penix so much. Like there wasn't a player that they were going to be able to get or a pick that they were going to be able to get in a trade that was really going to make up for the loss of not getting Michael Penix. That's how much they believe in him.
All right, Joe, last question. I'll let you go. I know you've had a long day today, and you got another one coming up the next 2 days.
It's okay.
Yeah, because you are part of tomorrow's draft show coverage.
This is a record for me, Eric. I've never been on this late or this early on the radio, but I'm happy to do it. This is like the media Super Bowl of the NFL right here.
We appreciate it, man. You know how much I appreciate you. But you will be here tomorrow night. I'll be taking the mic after you guys sign off. It'll be Joe. It'll be Fricky. And it'll be Harper LaBelle. They are the pregame show of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, and they will have the coverage tomorrow. So the last question I have for you, did they ask either of the guys and say, okay, so you got your quarterback. Where do you see the biggest need still pressing for these guys? Did they tip their hat at all about what direction they may go with their second pick? 43 overall is what it is.
Yeah, you know, honestly, that question was not even asked. I think it's understood. The tips that I've gotten on this are, you know, like those will be addressed. Those needs will be addressed. And again, I said it earlier, I fully expect this team to, you know, address these needs that they have on the defensive side of the ball. Because Eric, and I think this is one of the things that people are struggling with the quarterback pick is the whole or most of the free agent, you know, portion of free agency has gone by. And the most expensive signing you've made on the defensive side of the ball is a $1.1 million contract for James Smith-Williams. Like, that is they've not spent any money on defense, and there are already needs, even going into the offseason, to, you know, shore up that side of the ball. So that is definitely going to be, I think, the goal for tomorrow is to get those players in. We'll be interested. You know, I, along with a lot of other people, have thought that, you know, wide receiver would be a position they look to address on day two or day three. I'm now thinking that that's probably got to be one that they address in the later rounds because I think that they're going to be kind of fully in on those defensive players tomorrow.
And if they're not, that means these phones will be ringing off the hook yet again.
Yes, they will. And for good reason.
Yes, indeed. Joe, we appreciate your time. Please get home safe. I don't know if you're going to stop and get a little Waffle House or something like that, but whatever you do, enjoy it. And I'll see you tomorrow as I'm taking the cheer after you.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thanks, E. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Joe Patrick. He is our 92.9 The Game Falcons insider. So you heard him. They walked in the press conference and said, you know what? We're ready. Go ahead and shoot. We got our bulletproof vest on. We know this is not what you expected. We know this is not what you wanted, but this is what we wanted as the Falcons leadership. This is our game plan. We're setting this team up for 2025, 2027, 2028, and when we get there, you're going to say thank you for going to get what we think is going to be one heck of a quarterback for years and years to come. Now, we're ready to go back out there to you. Michael Penix, welcome to the A. It's going to be a great ride. That is from Roddy White on the Twitter line. There are a lot of people that are happy to see him here. We want to know if you are happy to see him here. 404-726-0929. Josh, before we get to break, your Lions, they did get a pick in. They traded back. You, what did they get? I can't remember. I know you know.
They got Terrion Arnold, the
defensive back from
Alabama.
Yes. Well, a lot of people in Atlanta thought that might have been a decent pick.
Which I'm good with.
You're good with that?
I really am. That was one of the needs. One of the needs that we need that was needed to be addressed was defensive back.
Okay.
So I'm good with that. It was either him or, you know, Kool-Aid, who was at Alabama. Me personally, I wanted Mikey Sanristil from Michigan just because I'm a homer. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a really dynamic playmaker. I think the guy has a really, really high.
He's number zero, right? Number zero? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, special teams, you know, defensive back, he can play safety. He can, you know, he can sneak up if he needs to. I thought he would have been a great pick, but I'm not a mad. Terry and Arnold, fantastic pick for the Lions.
All right. 404-726-0929. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up the first round. I'm going to go through some of the picks, tell you the late picks, and then I'm going to talk to you some more. The Falcons have drafted Michael Penix Jr. I'm going to let you hear from one of his new teammates. That's right. One of his teammates have gone on the air to talk about this pick, and you're going to hear that next here on the post-draft wrap-up show. I'm Eric Slaughter. This is Sports Radio 929 The Game, and I haven't said in a while, it's all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To be struck by lightning three times than make it to the NFL.
A complete look at tonight's NFL draft.
It's the game's late night draft wrap up with Eric Slaughter
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Biggie.
Speechless. The boss man was speechless, Josh. That was the draft show night coverage. That was Wes Dorham, Mike Conti, Dave Archer. That was their initial reaction when they learned that the draft pick was Michael Penix Jr. He was the fourth quarterback taken. This was a record-breaking, history-making NFL draft. Six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. I think it's the third time, Josh, the first three picks were quarterbacks. I remember the first time it happened. I was watching it, 1999. The year after 98, and when Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf went 1-2, the next year, Tim Couch, Donovan McNabb, and Akili Smith went 1, 2, and 3, the first time it ever happened. Will it happen again this year? Caleb Williams, first overall to the Chicago Bears. Most people knew that was coming. Jaden Daniels goes number two to the Washington Commanders. Remember back in the early part of this when people thought Jaden Daniels might be sitting there at 8 for the Falcons? And, you know, this is before we signed Kirk Cousins.
I don't know who thought he was going to be sitting there.
This was way back in the process. Yeah. He wasn't initially projected to be number two overall. He was projected to be maybe mid to late first round. Well, we saw that changed. Drake May went third to the New England Patriots. Marvin Harrison went fourth to the Arizona Cardinals, just as most people had predicted. And then some things started to change. Many thought the Chargers would go wide receiver. They didn't. They went the big offensive tackle out of Notre Dame, Joe Alt. Malik Nabers goes to the Giants at 6. J.C. Latham, the Titans were going offensive line. We knew the Titans were going offensive line. That went seven. And then it happened. At number eight, it wasn't defense. At number eight, it wasn't an offensive skill possession, skill player that caught that catches the ball or runs with the ball. Nope. It was a quarterback. It was Michael Penix Jr. And as Joe Patrick just told you, the Falcons leadership knew that that was their guy. They had the game plan all along, and they are more than willing to accept the ridicule in the short term. So line it up. If you got something to say, I want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. Are you happy about this, or are you upset about this? Are you thinking, we've had some callers say, this is the best pick the Atlanta Falcons have ever made? I want to know what you want to say. Allen in Roswell, holla at your boy.
Hey, Eric. I appreciate you having me on today. So I just wanted to say as well, so I've been a season ticket holder for over 15 years. And tonight just really frustrated me because I'm going to be honest, it mind boggles me with our front office right now. What we were doing tonight, because when you think about when, you know, we've been trying to get persuaded over the whole offseason as fans that we're in win now mode. We get Kirk Cousins to $180 million. And then when there's guys that can impact the game for us immediately with Dallas Turner, even Latu, guys that we could have traded back for, that we could have gotten, that will be impact players, because we haven't had a pass rusher since John Abraham. I mean, if you think about it, I don't like the padded stats of Vic Beasley don't mean anything to me. With that, right? And, like, even that year, I think a lot of those had a staff when we were up very big.
Yeah, he got five sacks against the Rams that year in one game. Yes, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
No, he did. Mm-hmm. And Eric, like, honestly, like, a lot of this padded stats, and this is – we haven't had any true game wrecker, right? When you talk about a guy that's been a game wrecker on defense, we haven't had that, and that's lost us a lot of games over the last couple of years. And we have had a chance tonight that now we're in win-now mode. We got Darnell Mooney. We got Rondale Moore. We have Drake London, but we could have gotten a chance to even add, I'm going to be honest, any other position other than Michael Penix could have been a guy that could have impacted the game immediately. And we get a guy that might be sitting for the next 2 to 3 years, and I'm going to throw a hypothetical out at you. What if Kirk Cousins for the next 3 years, was ever he's coming to, what if he's good for the next three? Then you're looking at the age of where Michael Penix is in 3 years. Right? Like, because why is everybody saying that Kirk Cousins is only good for 2 years? We signed him a 4-year contract, but what if he's good for the next three?
You're right.
You know,
you're right.
Then you're looking at the age. Michael Penix will be what, 27 years old?
And have no NFL experience. He'll be 27 years old and have no NFL experience and getting closer to having to pick up his fifth-year option. And what is the fifth-year option on a quarterback going to be in 3 years? That's going to be a hefty paycheck.
Exactly, and it just mind-boggles me. I mean, you're talking about a guy that in 3 years, because, like, everybody keeps saying that Kirk Cousins, you know, only has, you know, 2 good years in him. How do we know that? You know, like, he could be good for the next 3 years. I mean, hell, he could be even good in 4.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, we don't know that yet.
Yeah, we don't
know. We don't know that.
We don't know it. Alan, keep going. Go ahead. I'll give you one more second. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, that's what mind-boggles me. I mean, Dallas Turner, we haven't had a guy that's had 10 sacks in so long. You know, I mean, and it's just like, and that's such a need. We could have traded back for Latu. That was Turner, even Jared Verse. These guys make an impact, and we haven't had it. And it's just really frustrating.
It is frustrating, and I appreciate that call, Alan. I tell you what, this is the deal. If you've ever seen a defensive player that's got a chip on their shoulder, it's now Dallas Turner. Now, Latu probably went about where he was projected, but from Turner to be pretty much projected to be a top 10 pick, from the time mock drafting started just after the college season ended, for him to end up 17, he's going to come into that NFL camp up there in Minnesota with something to prove. Now, Allen said game wrecker. We don't know if there was a game wrecker along these guys. We won't know this for a couple years. Many of the, you know, what the board is saying, the way these guys got drafted, that they're thinking that we might have some impact guys, but a true game changer, we don't know if they were there. But what we do know is what the Falcons did. What we do know is that the Falcons took a left-handed quarterback out of the University of Washington named Michael Penix Jr., and we want to know what you think about it and how you are feeling. Debbie in Atlanta, your turn. Debbie, you there?
Joe. Yes.
All right, here,
Can you hear me?
I got you now. Talk to me, girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I know this is probably an unpopular opinion. As I explained to a couple of my friends, I was shocked like everybody else was, but I understand it. I understand what your last caller was saying, but I think it was a smart move.
Debbie, you are not the first person to be very happy and very think it's a very keen move. We've had one guy say this is the best draft, the best decision they've ever made. So it time will tell. We will find out. Keep going, Debbie. Tell me. I want to hear everything you got to say.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be the best move. Only history will, time will tell on that. But I understand it because we don't know what Kirk Cousins is going to be within the next couple of years. This gives him an opportunity to sit behind a good quarterback and learn. And also, and I've not heard anybody say this, but I also think that maybe this kind of satisfies some of the fans that were looking for another Michael Vick.
Oh, we've had one person bring it up. I refuse to play that card just yet, but oh yeah, we had somebody bring it up, and they said that unfortunately has two sides, because if Kirk Cousins comes up limp or if he struggles, there's going to be a lot of people in the stands. They're going to say, you know, you're in Atlanta, right? And we do like black quarterbacks around here. So, yes, it's been brought up tonight.
Well, you know, not necessarily that just the fact that he's a black quarterback, but possibly a similar style that the Atlanta fans loved when Vic was here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, somebody that can – he's a smart quarterback, and he has that ability to – run on you, and so that's exciting for fans, and I think that's something that they would like. But he'll have a chance to sit under Kirk Cousins for a while and learn and, you know, better his craft. So I understand it. Time will tell whether it was a great move or not, and I think they have an opportunity to now in the next couple rounds get the other skill players that they need. I'm thinking the next one's either going to be edge or corner, because that's what they need.
Debbie, it better be edge or corner. It better be edge or corner. Debbie, I appreciate it. You can call my show anytime, 404-726-0929. Now, Debbie, I do got to correct you on a couple things. Michael Vick was an electric player, but Michael Vick came into the NFL much more as a running quarterback. Michael Penix Jr. is known to be an elitely accurate passer, something Michael Vick never got to in Atlanta Falcons uniform. Michael Vick was a much more accurate passer as a Philadelphia Eagle, but as an Atlanta Falcon, he was all around. We don't want – if Penix Jr. ends up in there, it's not for his scrambling ability. It's to get that ball with pinpoint accuracy to Drake London and Kyle Pitts. I mean, I tell you what, and we're going to hear from Kyle Pitts in just a few minutes. Kyle Pitts is somewhere doing a cartwheel because he knows if it's the first-string quarterback or the second-string quarterback, guess what? When he's open, he is going to have somebody that can get him the ball, which he has not had in the last 2 years. 404-726-0929. We're going to go to Gary and Tyrone. But Gary, before you answer anything, before you say anything, I got a trivia question for my boy Josh over here, because I don't think he know about Tyrone like I do. And we'll see if Josh knows. There was an all-time great football player that came out of Tyrone, Georgia. Josh, do you know who I'm talking about?
I think you're referring to Calvin Johnson.
Okay, right? Josh, you get a hand clap for that.
At Sandy Creek, right?
That's right. That's where he came from. Gary, I was trying to stop him, but he didn't.
Right.
I couldn't do it. Gary, what you got for me?
Well, listen, my son went to school with Calvin.
Okay, wow. That's what I'm talking
this
about.
That's a great school. They got a great coach and a great program.
Yeah.
I'm a coach myself.
Okay.
But let me say this to you.
Talk to me.
I've been sitting listening. And I'm so excited about this new pick. And see, a lot of people don't understand, really, the player. Now, Michael Vick is the best pick we've ever had. I don't know why y'all don't want to give him credit. He was electric. He was doing everything he needed to do. He got hurt. They got caught up in a mess, and they got him out of here. I've been a six-season ticket holder since day one. I refused to buy tickets after he left, unless I felt like I wanted to go one or two games, but not season. I'm going to buy me a season ticket for two or three other people this time because I'm excited about the pick. The pick was right on time. They got the best player that was available at the time of that pick in the draft. The best player that was available at the time of the pick, if you understand me.
I do
now,
understand.
Do you agree to that?
I do. You know, they didn't need one of the big offensive tackles. They didn't right. need necessarily a wide receiver. And obviously right. the defensive players were not as good as some people projected them to be because they wouldn't have fell to late in the first round or halfway through the first round.
And piggybacking off of that, it's only one pick. Let's don't get excited. We got one pick, and it's a great pick. Now we got time to get all that other stuff. You know, we got other picks. And you can't get but one at a time.
Yeah.
But when you
yeah.
got this many good quarterbacks in a draft, you get you one. As bad as we've been needing one, I'm so glad that we got this one. I ain't going to talk about the last one because it wasn't doing any good anyway. We know what they did.
You're right.
And we just going to just take it to the next level. But you know what? I'm excited about it. I'm electrified about it. I'm going to buy some season tickets tomorrow. I'm going to welcome him to the team. We've got everything we need now. As long as we go through the draft and get us some defensive players, we're going to be fine.
I appreciate
Thank
that, Coach.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
I got it, Coach, from Tyrone, Georgia, home of the Sandy Creek Patriots. Shout us out to my boy Dylan Matthews, who's up there in Detroit at the draft, so
yeah,
Dylan will not be on tonight. All right.
What up,
hey,
though?
What's going on? I tell you what, man. I'm surprised, and I'm loving every bit of it.
And shout out to Detroit because they, at the end, I guess at the end of the day, 275,000 people were downtown for the draft.
And they all wasn't from Detroit.
The largest day one attendance for any NFL draft ever.
I like it. And there's going to be a serious financial impact to that town. And so I appreciate it.
And shout out to Dylan, too, while
he's
up there.
And Dylan up there working hard for us. Yes, indeed. 404-726-0929. We're taking your calls. You can do this all night. As long as you keep calling, I will stay on the airways. I appreciate it, and we appreciate you. I think where we at? We at Josh at work. Is that where we got right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. I won't tell the boss. I promise. Talk to me.
How you doing tonight, E?
I'm good.
Hey, listen, man. I need all our Falcons fans to stop being so short-sighted, man. Like, if you think about it, if Kirk Cousins come in this year and do exactly what he's supposed to do, take us to the playoffs, whatever, we're not going to be in a position next year during the draft to be able to draft a decent quarterback anyway. So you might as well go ahead, get your guy. Now, taking him at an eight, I guess the only reason why they took him at eight is because they didn't have anybody to trade with. I think I heard you saying something about that earlier. So in order to have a trade, you have to have a trade partner.
Absolutely.
So
takes two to tango. Yeah.
Exactly. So if the trade doesn't make sense, why do it? And if that's your guy, I think somebody else said it too, if that's your guy, you don't want to risk trying to make a trade and then somebody else come and taking them, and now you stuck with plan B, C, D, whatever you plan on doing. And then also the last thing that I'll say is there is more than one round. We have more than one pick. People get out of sorts every year, and after the first round, when there's still multiple picks to go, I guarantee we're going to address every other need that we need in this draft, and it will be good to go. And then, like I said, if Kirk gets hurt or this is the last thing I want to say. That Kirk Cousins deal, even though it's a four-year contract, it's really a two-year contract.
Very
with
top,
a
very
$10
top loaded.
Out.
Very top loaded. Yes.
It's a two-year deal with a $10 million out in the third. So, in my opinion, they're really giving Kirk like this season to get us to the playoffs. And if not, hey, we got us a nice young whippersnapper who can sling the ball all over the field to these weapons that we got.
Young whippersnapper.
So
whippersnapper. I love it. All right, Josh, get back to work, man. The boss is looking for you. 404-726-0929. And this is the deal. And this is what I'm going to tell you. And my Josh has worked with me. This is the deal. Michael Penix, like I said, lots of people saying the young man can play. We don't have any, you know, there's no doubt that he is projected to be a good quarterback on the NFL level. But this is what is going to come back to bite the Falcons if it happens, okay? Dallas Turner cannot turn into an all-pro defender. Latu cannot turn into the next give me somebody. He cannot turn into the next Lawrence Taylor. Okay, what we cannot say 3 years from now is, you see that guy that just won NFL Defensive Player of the Year? He could have been an Atlanta Falcon. That's what we cannot have happen. We have to have – oh, and there's Calvin Johnson right there. I didn't realize he was at the draft. We have to have the guys that we passed on not become all-time greats.
You said you didn't realize he was at the draft.
I sure didn't, because I'm looking at their replay and they're bringing out –
it was the most beautiful intro that I've ever seen in my
life. I see Barry draft. Sanders came out. Eminem walked out.
Eminem was there.
Okay, okay,
oh
I guess. Okay,
Aiden was there. Hutch was there.
Okay, okay.
Oh, man,
yeah.
It was fantastic. No, glorious.
Yeah, I did not –
it's just nice to have Calvin back into the fold.
Yeah, because the way he left, it wasn't that great. So, you know, but back to what I was saying. This is the deal. Like I was saying, you know, too many people – have talked about the drafts and the guys who could have and should have been Atlanta Falcons. T.J. Watt should be wearing an Atlanta Falcons jersey right now. Right now, T.J. Watt should be wearing an Atlanta Falcons jersey. But he's not, because we drafted the wrong guy. That's the issue that too many Falcons fans are praying does not happen again. Did we pass on a potential game wrecker, as one caller said? We will find out. 404-726-0929. We are at LG in Riverdale. Holla at your boy.
Hey, man, this is LT from Riverdale. How
okay, LT, my bad. That's one of the names I said. Dallas Turner cannot turn into LT. Talk
right,
to me.
But that's one thing people aren't looking at, we let Brett Favre go. What did he do? Sat behind a quarterback in Green Bay, and then 2 years later he became Brett Favre. Before he left, who sat behind him? Aaron Rodgers for 2 years, and who did he become? And then who sat behind Aaron Rodgers? I think his name is Jordan Love,
yeah,
or whatever his
name
is.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Love.
There is precedent.
He sat behind him for 2 years, and who has he become?
Yeah.
Pretty good quarterback.
Okay. The precedent is there.
Excellent move.
It can be done.
It was an excellent move, and yeah, we can talk about coulda, shoulda, woulda, but we got a quarterback. No matter how good your defense is, if you don't score the right amount of points, you're not going to win the game. And I'm sure that's what Terry Fontenot is looking at. I got complete confidence in the brother. I think he's going to do well with the rest of the draft. We're going to be fine. But right now, we set up a quarterback for the next, 10 years? We good.
Absolutely. The quarterback plan is in place. You ain't got to worry about that as long as the young man projects. Now, this is the deal. All these first-round picks tonight, the 32 young men who heard their names called tonight, guess what? 3 years from now, we wouldn't call half of them busts. That's just the way
exactly.
It goes. That's just
exactly.
The way it goes. Of the six quarterbacks taken, one or two of them going to become really good. The other four, well, they're going to be on TV if they're good-looking and can talk, but they're not going to be playing football 5 years from now. We'll see how that goes. LT.
So we just hope that Terry Fontenot goes out and finds us another LT.
There it is.
Team on defense.
Okay. Appreciate that call. Hey, guys. I hear you. I'm loving this, first off. We're loving it. I was scheduled to go to 2 o'clock. It's 1:37. I still got a full phone line, so we're going to keep this thing going. And Josh is over there doing what he does. We appreciate you guys. 404-726-0929. More and more callers tonight have said they are okay with this and that the Falcons fan base needs to relax, needs to wait. The draft is not one pick. It's called a draft class. The draft class, let's see what it is, come Saturday night. But the first round pick is the standard. The first round pick is the kind of tone setter, and our tone setter currently is a quarterback. All right, we got Chris in Lawrenceville. You're up. Talk to me. What are you thinking here tonight?
Man, first of all, brother, I want to thank you for having me on and everything. But as a real Falcon fan, man, and a lot of the guys out there know this, I was not really surprised on this pick, you know what I'm saying? Because the Falcons, they always kind of deviate from what everybody else wants them to do.
They march to the beat of their own drum, don't they? They do, don't they?
Yes. Yes, sir. But, you know, ultimately, I think that they covered themselves with this pick, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't know what next year is going to be like, you know what I'm saying, with them being questioned about the tampering and everything like that. So they covered themselves by first getting a quarterback that they will need in the future, and getting it now versus trying to find someone later on, because we don't know what Cousins is going to be like, because, first of all, he's not even healthy enough to even start once preseason comes around. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know how this man is going to play out in the first year, let alone four that he has. You know what I'm saying? So they covered themselves on that. And then again, we didn't really have like a real big number one, number two defensive guy that they really, really wanted to get in the by the eighth pick anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they had their eyes on this quarterback the whole time, man.
Had to.
The right way.
Had to. Obviously, all the people that said, oh, it's got to be Dallas Turner. Oh, there was recent reports that they fell in love with the defensive tackle from Texas, Brian Murphy, whatever. Obviously, we didn't know. None of those people knew anything. Because, you know, I mean, John Fricke, and I love Fricke. I work with Fricke pretty much every Saturday. He will come on his show every week and say, if you think anybody out here knows what the Falcons are going to do, they're all lying. They're all full of poo-poo because none of us know what the Falcons are going to do. Only the eight people in that room, and I guarantee you, they took a blood oath and everything else to keep it secret because nobody saw this coming. But the fact is this, you heard David Arch say, hey, you do realize Arthur Blank sent the private jet up to Seattle, and it wasn't go up there to see the wide receiver. They spent the whole time talking to the quarterback. So it is what it is. I appreciate your call there, my friend. 404-726-0929.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Am I seeing this right? We're about to go up to the NYC? To Ronan in the NYC? You calling in? Is that where you're calling from?
It's not the NYC, but it is New York.
Okay, what part of New York? Where are you at in New York?
Orange County, call it.
Give me a city. Help
me
out.
Can you hear
me? Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, listen, man. And I appreciate the fandom from everybody on here. That is a busted-ass pick. I ride and die with – man, I don't even really know what to say. To sign – Kirk Cousins to that, and then to draft Penix. It literally makes no sense.
Okay.
It makes just for a moment.
Okay.
It makes no sense, though. Like, and I heard all the rumors about taking the kid from Texas and all the Dallas Turner stuff, and you know, taking Terrion and taking everyone. Man, it makes no sense.
All right, Ronan, I got a question for you because I appreciate you calling all the way from New York State to call in and give your opinion. I got two questions for you. One, when we signed Kirk Cousins, were you on board with the signing?
God's honest truth, I thought it was a lot of money for a dude coming off an Achilles, but that's okay.
Okay.
Well, he did it, so I'm resigned to it. It's okay.
Okay, all right. You say the same thing a lot of people did. It is a risky investment, but hopefully it's a good investment. So question number two. If we did not sign Kirk Cousins, would you feel better about the pick we made tonight?
Well, honestly, dude, if we didn't sign Kirk Cousins, everything about the entire offseason would have made – who is your quarterback, right?
Exactly.
So Kirk Cousins? Cool. So if that's our quarterback, then I'll feel better about every single thing about what they've done. This made no sense to me. To me,
you are not alone with that opinion. You're not alone with that sentiment.
I feel like I understand the whole Dallas Turner part. I feel the kid from USC. I feel all of that, all of it, dude. But it makes, man, this doesn't even make a sense for a Fontenot thing. It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
All right. We appreciate it. It makes no sense. We appreciate that, Ronan.
Hey, thanks
for
taking my call, man.
You got it, man. We got these lines are lit up. Hey, your opinion. There is no bad opinion. Listen to the deal. This is the deal. And this is what makes the draft so special. We're going to get a grade on this draft from every expert out there. I can't wait. Dude, somebody out there has already drafted tonight and graded tonight. I want to see what grade they're giving the Falcons. But remember, we do have three picks tomorrow, and we're doing this again tomorrow night. I'm right back here with you from 11 p. to 2A or beyond. We want to know. If they go out and get, you know, some of these best guys that have fell into the second round, some really good prospects still out there. I'm looking at Cooper DeJean. They say he's healthy, and they say the boy can play. I'm hoping he's there at 43, Josh. I don't know, but we'll see. We gotta pump our brakes. We got to give these guys a chance to work. Mitchell and Douglasville, are you feeling me on that? Do we need to pump our brakes? Where are you at on this?
I actually came out and I actually read something, brother. I actually made a little bit of sense to me.
Okay, tell me what you read.
I read this one comment out of all the hate and good stuff. You know, it's actually been mixed, surprisingly, which shocked me. But this one person said that the Falcons were a little bit pissed off about Cousins basically Tekashi and snitching on himself and saying about the tampering thing. And they were worried that maybe he might have to set a few games. I'm not really sure. But they were saying basically that was the whole deal. Why they didn't even tell him also, because he had no info from what I'm reading that they were going with QB. So I'm not really sure. It's kind of, you know, everything feels a little fishy to me. I kind of feel like Terry Fontenot is still working for the Saints, if you want to be honest with
you. Nah, he know where his bread's getting butter. It's getting butter by the Atlanta Falcons. But, yes, you are correct. His Kirk Cousins' representatives have come out and confirmed that this really came out of left field for them. They did not expect this. They were not given a heads up. And you know what the Falcons said? Why do we need to give you a heads up? We've already paid you. And now we gave you some competition. What's the big deal?
So, isn't that bad, though, for the locker room in general? That's like my boy Blake Brumbelow. Like, that's just bad for the locker room, would you say? Because now you have a QB that feels a little iffy. You're not telling me what's going on. You paid me almost $100 million guaranteed, and you're not even telling me. You know, if it was Matt Ryan figure speech, I'm saying they would have told at least Matt Ryan, I feel, what's going on. And it just feels a little iffy because why would you – start off this relationship bad, and now I kind of feel like the locker room might be mixed up. And
point,
I feel, right. You know, is that a great way to start the relationship off? You know, you don't go ahead
point,
holler to a girl and say, I got this side girl, and then let's meet up and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? It just makes bad blood just in common, let alone two athletes. And it just, in my head, if I was Kirk Cousins, you paid me this amount, guaranteed. And then I'm also thinking, maybe is it a health concern? Maybe his cousin's not really up to par? Or maybe, you know, what is it? Like, you know, let's play for it. I'm not really too sure. But you know that meme where the guy's holding on to the girl and he's looking back at the other girl? Like, it kind of feels like that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you make an excellent point. I appreciate that phone call. That's the old saying. If you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any. So, hey, you know what, though? But they are paid to be professionals. They're paid to show up and do their job to the best of their ability. And I have total faith that Kirk Cousins is going to show up and he's going to ball out and he's going to say, hey, rookie, let's not get this twisted. Hey, rookie, understand this. This is my job and you ain't got no shot at it. So we'll see. 404-726-0929. Let's go all the way up. What was that? Pickens County? Where's Ball Ground out? Up there. Is that Pickens County, Ted?
Well, it's a bit of an odd layout because, I mean, technically Ball Ground's in Cherokee County, but
Cherokee County,
I live, we get our mail from Ball Ground, Georgia, but it's in Pickens County.
Okay, I know that area a little bit. I get up there doing my sports thing. I like Ball Ground. I like going up there. I hate going up there because you can get a little ticket going through downtown Ball Ground. Cause I think the speed limit goes down to like 20 miles an hour, and they be waiting for you up there,
oh,
boy.
Yeah, it's turtles crawl through there. Okay.
What you thinking about this pick tonight?
Well, when I first heard about it, man, I have to admit, I just was not happy. Now I've come to understand the reasoning for it long term. But I tell you what, when they get to the second round tomorrow, I better see me an edge rusher. I better see me somebody to play opposite A.J. Terrell. Because, yeah, Michael Penix can be able to do a lot of things, but is he going to rush the other guy's passer and make him uncomfortable? No.
Absolutely not.
I better see me some defense coming tomorrow.
And he's not shutting down a slot receiver or a wideout either. You are right about that. You are 100% mm-hmm. right about that, Ted. I mean,
yeah.
There are a lot of good name guys still out there. And, you know, it surprised a lot of people. It surprised me that was the one position I thought we had under control. I don't need – I'm of the guy – I'm saying I'll worry about 2 years in 2 years. Obviously, the Falcons feel a little different. We got to sit back and we got to support them now. We got to support them.
All right. Now, let me squeeze one more thing in
Go
here.
Ahead. Go ahead. I got you.
Not Falcons related.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that Zach Wilson broke out of prison.
Yeah, he got traded, and he's going to get a new lease on life. So we'll see if that's any big.
Yeah, he got away from the New York grounded and mothballed Jets, prison camp of the NFL.
That's what it is. Well, you know, he's in Denver now. I hope he brought some oxygen with him because it's hard to breathe in there, sometimes.
Graham was a defense on the second day, all right?
Got to. It's got to be all defense. I appreciate that call, Ted. Man, this has been great, and these lines are still lighting up. If you keep them lighting up, I will keep going and taking your call, 404-726-0929. How are you feeling about the Falcons' new quarterback? Michael Penix Jr. is coming to the ATL. He'll be in town tomorrow. He will be in town tomorrow. He will have – I don't know if they'll have the press conference tomorrow, but he will be – in the ATL tomorrow, looking he did look sharp in his suit. I give him that. He is now our new quarterback, Billy and Marietta. What do you think about this,
dude? Honestly, dude, has anybody talked about the Kirk Cousins contract yet?
Oh, we've been talking about it all night, but we can talk about it again.
Okay, yeah. Well, sorry, I just got here. So, 100%, dude. Like the fact that we can move on after 2 years and all his money's backloaded literally makes this move smart. He could sit for 2 years. He could end up being a great, great athlete later, and we don't have to worry about anything. We have assured the worst position of what everyone said that we have to spin picks. We have to do this. We have to do this, and we finally did it, and everyone's upset about it. Only thing I really want to bring up with this is the fact that there's no leaks anymore. There used to be leaks all the time. Everybody was talking about whatever we were going to do before we did it, and then we did it. Everyone's guessing what we do, and we're finally starting to actually push, do our own thing and actually build a team doing our own thing and not what people tell us. Thank you.
You got it. I appreciate that call from Billy. You're right. There was no leaks in this one. I said it earlier. They took a blood oath to, hey, you let this out, you are out of the you out of a job. Because nobody knew this was coming. Now, we say that, and then a week or two ago, they did go out there and interview the young guy. But we didn't know. We really thought that was the Jedi mind trick. That's what we thought. We thought we was trying to hoodwink and bamboozle other teams into thinking we wanted him so that they would trade up to our spot. Nope, that's not what they were doing. There was no hoodwink. This was no bamboozle. You wasn't getting run amok. You wasn't getting led astray. They went straight towards the source. Hey, guess what? See that guy right there? We like him. See that guy right there? We taking him at number 8. And we ain't worried about what you guys say. In 2 years from now or 3 years from now, when we either got a Super Bowl from Kirk Cousins or we're turning the franchise over to an accurate passer, you're going to say, man, y'all made the right decision. We will see. 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Bremen, out I-20 West, right before Alabama, and talk to Vince.
Yes. Can we blame it on the full moon?
We might can do that because the full moon makes people go crazy.
You almost just said everything I was going to about what happens if they win playoffs and whatever, but I have to give them credit for having the cojones to do what they did. They knew what they wanted to do. They knew they were going to get the ridicule. And we already know, there are some more picks to be had, and there are some diamonds in the rough for them to fill those positions. And after about two or three division wins, nobody will ever remember this again.
Yesterday, it'll be yesterday's news, won't it? It'll be yesterday's news.
Yesterday's news, yes.
Okay. Winning cures everything, does it not, my friend Vince? Does not winning cure everything?
Yes.
Just win, baby. I know I stole that line, but that's the bottom line right there. We got to just win. Vince from Bremen, I appreciate that. 404-726-0929. You keep lining them up, I will keep going. I got to take a break here in a little bit, but I probably got time for at least one or two more before we get to the top of the hour. Kyle and Tucker, we picked Michael Penix Jr. Did you do a cartwheel or did you, shoot a shot of whiskey?
Whose pick was this? Was it Arthur? Was it Terry? Was it Rich? Was it Raheem? Who's actually running our organization? Because we don't know. Apparently, Terry wasn't involved in picking the coach. Last three drafts, we have picked guys, apparently, on offense to be decoys. Who is running the organization? What are we doing?
I don't know.
We haven't had a pass rusher or a defensive guy who can get after the quarterback consistently in 15 years. What are we doing? What are we doing? And we drafting backups. It is a top 10 pick. A guy who, by the way, has at best a second round grade against everything. Only thing that bumps him up is the fact that he's a quarterback. Wonderful. Why did we pay $150 million to Kirk Cousins if we're just going to go and be like, who needs a defense? I am mad. I want to know whose decision it was. You are now, whoever it is, you're on the hot seat.
Fire seat. You're on the, this has to work. Not only does this have to work, all the guys that they passed on cannot become all-time great players. If Dallas Turner becomes the next.
That doesn't even matter.
It matters. That matters.
That part doesn't even matter. Because you're betting the fact that you're going to be so good right now that we can wait on this other thing. And the fact of the matter is, if you're Terry, if you're one of these other front office guys who's like, yeah, this is what we got to do, you might not have a job next draft. You have to have dividends right now. And by the way, what are you spending to go and fix your defense right now? Because the last time I checked, if they never score, you'll never lose.
Defense wins championships.
Defense
you're right.
Wins.
You got it. Appreciate that call. Appreciate that. We got to get to the other ones. Kyle is upset. Kyle, it's been a minute since we had somebody that upset. Kyle is upset. Mike, on your way to work, we appreciate it. I hope you're in a little bit better mood. You got to go to work and get through the day. Mike on the way to work? Did he make it to work already? Mike's gone. All right. Oh, hey, I like this name. Eric in Snellville. You got a new quarterback. You got two new quarterbacks. What are you thinking about it?
Man, I'm so happy we picked up Penix because while everybody on the radio and the talk show host was talking all this crap about getting the linebackers and everything, I was looking at Penix and I was saying, okay, he's in the history of college. He's one of the most accurate quarterbacks coming out of college. And if you look at the history of accurate quarterbacks, you can't teach accuracy, for example.
Absolutely not.
Aaron Rodgers was accurate in college.
Mm-hmm.
Stroud was accurate in college. Peyton Manning was accurate in college. We can just go on and on. You can't teach that. And I was so elated because I said, we're getting a generational talent. And I said, I don't care what we have to do. We got to get this guy for the future. I don't care if he plays 4 years down the line, because once you get an accurate quarterback, we already know what happens after that. I said, I can't remember all the other ones, but I was listening to you guys on the radio. Everybody was talking about that they're going to get this and that. And I said, if this, the ownership is smart and if they have vision, they will get a generational quarterback, and I'm so glad about that. Another thing, you don't have to worry about having problems in the locker room because Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix are real Christians. You know, they, you know, and I'm a Christian myself, and you don't have to worry about, you know, these egos and what about this and what about that. And but like I said, everybody just need to calm down. A lot of people don't see the vision, and they don't understand how good Penix is. And all we're talking about is, oh, so-and-so is getting old. And when they were talking about that, I said, you know, everybody was using that excuse about the owners getting old, so he's going to win now, so they're not going to get Penix. And I said, well, everybody who gets old don't think like folk who getting old, who don't take care of themselves and don't die soon because all they do is party, eat the wrong kind of foods. But he's a smart owner. I'm just so glad. That's all I have to say.
I appreciate that call, Eric. And I tell you what, that's the drop the mic moment right there. We're going to go ahead because Josh says the lines are clear. It's been 3 great hours of reaction. And guess what? We get to do this all again tomorrow. Big Josh, you with me again tomorrow?
No.
No? What?
No.
Yeah, you need a little break, though. You've been doing your thing over there, and I appreciate you. And I appreciate everybody who called.
Keep me on my toes, man. That was fun.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody who called in and voiced their opinion. We will start our coverage with the morning shift at 6 a.m. with Squid Billy and Mike Johnson and Tiffany Blackman. And we'll have all our regular shows on Dukes and Bell. We will have Terry Fontenot. Tomorrow evening, it's the pregame show taking over. Joe Patrick, John Fricke, Harper LaBelle. There are 3 picks for the Falcons tomorrow, at least if it stays the way it is. And then tomorrow night, we will do this all over. I'm Eric Slaughter. This has been tremendous. I cannot wait till we get a chance to do it again. Up next is the Infinity Sports Network. I'm sure they will have lots of draft coverage and reaction for you. But for Josh and for myself and for all of our listeners, we appreciate you. Make sure you download the Odyssey app and continue to listen. Sports Radio 929 The Game, signing off.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.